episode 142, Ah, It Sucks Out Here.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies. How are you doing? Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm telling you, this episode is all about, well, it sucks out here. Now, seriously, I am actually recording this barely because my microphone has gone to the garbage. I'm not sure what's happening. So we're doing something. So if I sound a little bit different, you know why. I've actually had literally one of those days where you just want to go back and you want to go back to bed and pretend it never happened, because every corner that you turn to is just like the bomb of disaster everywhere. Yes, well, today has been that day for me, and I'm sure you can relate when you have those days. Not only was it for me, but it was for the entire family. My oldest daughter's getting ready for summer school, and she ended up spending almost $450 for one class for a book. How crazy is that? Then my other daughter, who's preparing for her finals in high school, her partner that she's doing this science work with decided that she just was going to flake out and not worry about anything. And so now my daughter's stuck with doing everything, which of course she wants to get a good grade, and so she's willing to do the extra effort. But really, all you can do is find yourself saying the same thing. Oh, it sucks out here, right? Well, you see, I got to give you a little insight. That actually comes from the big dad here in the household. When the kids were little, we went to the St. Louis Zoo, and they have this adorable little groundhog, where you can see our groundhog. Yeah, the little groundhog, you know, dogs, and the little prairie dogs. And they're running all over the place, but there's little domes, clear domes, and they pop out, you know, and they come and see the world. Well, the crazy thing was that they were popping out. It was really humid that day when we were there, and they would come out and look and go back down as fast as you could barely even blink. And so Daddy, just out of the clear blue sky, says, "Oh man, it sucks out here." Well, it's kind of stuck with the family, and it's been the inside joke for a very long time. And so today I thought I had to share it, since I was having one of those crazy days. You see, you know what? It is normal. You are normal. I am normal. Life happens, and it can get really chaotic. So, when I was going through the initial portion of my day, trying to get things set up, I was, you know, getting things ready for surprises for you all, etc., working on the studio and getting things ready, I also learned that our AC decided to leak everywhere. So it's been one of those days, you know, when you don't want to have water and all of a sudden you have a waterfall, and then you're spending money when you're not expecting to. Can you relate? Seriously. It sucks out here. And you just feel like, oh my goodness, you just literally want to curl back up in the bed and say, I'm done with this. I'm truly done with this. And now for the recording that I can't even talk with my gals. Oh, my heart is broken. But you know what? Never fear. I figured, you know what? We got to put something out regardless. So here we sit. We have lots of lemons, but you know what? You can make amazing lemonade, which is my favorite. And we just chatted about that just a few episodes back, right? That's exactly what we did. So today, I wanted to really just kind of let you know that you can get over these humps. You can get over when life happens, when life throws you a curveball. And you have to usually take a little more effort in doing so, but it absolutely, positively can be done, okay? Now, one thing you need to do is breathe, okay? Seriously, all right, we got to do it together. You ready? Okay, you got that breath done? All right. Here it is. We got to get to the nitty-gritty fast, okay? Your kiss. Yes, big kisses, right? Because it's time to renew your zest for living. That's your kiss. And sometimes it's really hard when you get up and you have waterfalls in your house that are not planned, when you have money that is being spent that wasn't planned, when you have projects that are supposed to be done that don't get done and you have to do extra effort. It doesn't matter where you are on the spectrum. You can pull yourself out of a flood. And I think about all the ones, all of you that are experiencing, oh my goodness, the natural disasters that are happening right now in Texas and in the South with all the rains. I mean, Houston is getting plummeted, literally. They're sinking. I mean, there's so much water. And when you think about it, there really is hope on the other side. And as sometimes we think that, no, we just really don't want to deal with life and we'd rather curl up in our bed and just wish we never woke up and the day didn't happen, sometimes there's always a lesson to be learned in that. And we don't always know at that moment in time during the craziness and the catastrophe that's happening and, you know, what you're going through. And because, you know, when you go through it, you got what? Misery. You've got discomfort. You may have some shock involved, you know, and I mean, the skies just look so gloomy and you're like, there's no way I can get out of this. But ultimately you truly, truly can. I'm here to tell you that you can. Even during this recording, I'm sitting here going, how is this going to happen? And I'm just chucking it all up. Do you know what? God's going to take care of it. He really is. But even looking at that, because I mean, I immediately go to and pray. And I did. I was about ready to pull my hair out when this microphone did not work. I was like, there's no way. I'm like, okay, I can use my built-in microphone, but I know I don't sound as adorable as I'm supposed to sound, right? So there's hiccups. But you know what? With those hiccups, you just got to take a deep breath and say, you know what? There's something to be learned here. There's more hope on the other side, okay? And you've got to begin to renew your zest for living, because what happens is you just get kind of down in the dumps and you don't want to do anything, which that's kind of where I was. And I didn't want to do anything. And this was, I was writing this all out before the microphone thing even happened. I mean, seriously, is that just like the icing on the cake? And I sit here and wonder, Lord, what are you trying to tell me personally? Let alone, what are you trying to tell me to tell my audience? And I think sometimes we get a giggle of saying, it sucks out here. Because we look at life and we really don't like our lives. We don't like where we are. We wish we were doing something else. Maybe we wish we were younger. Maybe we wish we were older. Maybe in secret, you wish you didn't have any kids, or maybe even in deeper secret, you wish you weren't married. There's all these secrets that go on in our head, the thoughts. Now, that doesn't mean that that's really what how you truly feel, but they pop up. And they really pop up in times of this, you know, catastrophes that happen. The ones that are unplanned, the adventures that I like to say and call them, because they truly make your life adventurous, don't they? So when you are getting past that shock, that misery, that discomfort, the skies eventually do clear. I promise you they do. Now, I'm still waiting for my skies to come completely clear, but I do know that at least right now I'm able to chat with you. I do know I still have my mind. I have my health. I have my wonderful family. And what happens is I have to begin to refocus. I have to begin to renew my zest for living, my zest for life. And you say, okay, Christiane, that sounds great. Now, how do I do it? Well, this is how you do it. Number one, you need to find something or someone greater than you. Yeah. You have to be grateful. No matter what the circumstances are, doesn't matter if you're dealing with the death in the family, if you're dealing with the loss of a family pet, the loss of a job, you need to find something and be grateful for something that's greater than you, okay? And that's a challenge. That is truly a challenge to do when you're sitting in a catastrophe, when you're on your adventurous roller coaster of waterfalls in the house, right? Not a good thing. Number two, you need to literally breathe. Yeah, we did that earlier, didn't we? Yeah, I've done a lot of breathing. And with my breaths that I take, I also do meditation and prayer. I kind of incorporate all of that together. And yes, there was a point that when my microphone went out before I hit record here and knew nothing was going to happen, I simply put my hands in my hair, gripped tightly, and said, "Lord, help me." Part of it was out of frustration. The other part of it was literally, "Lord, help me, because I've got to get something out. I have a message that's supposed to go out to these beautiful, beautiful ladies. And it can't be kept inside just because of a microphone." And so maybe I sound a little tinny today. Maybe I'll sound a little tinny another few more episodes. But once when the new microphone comes in, we'll be all back on track. You see, with God, anything is possible. So it's really important to take time to breathe, to pray, to meditate, to find that quiet space to quiet your adventure. That helps to clear the mind, okay? So number one, find something greater than yourself and be grateful. Number two, literally breathe, okay? Pray, meditate, okay? Now, moms, if it's a child-related issue, give yourself a timeout, okay? That pray, meditate kind of comes along with give yourself a timeout. I can remember sometimes the only quiet space I could find was going in my car and closing the car door and sitting in the garage. Just for a few minutes so I could breathe and I could have absolute quiet. Now, yes, you have to be careful, obviously, of the ages of your children. You can't leave your young babies just laying around. Obviously, make sure everybody's safe. But that is a great way to just find quiet. We all need quiet, okay? And number three is when you're really ready to renew your zest for living, you'll begin to have that sparkle. And you need to smile regardless, because I promise you that this too shall pass. It may seem like a hopeless situation right now, where you're sitting there kind of drowning, but it's not the case. It too shall pass. That comes with patience. It comes with love. And so when you bring all of that together, sometimes God is just saying, you know what? Let me be in control. You like to control things, but guess what? I deal in the minor leagues too. Isn't that awesome to know that he deals in the minors? We don't always have to worry about him. So let him take over. Let him take over your majors and your minors. And just truly rely on him. And know that his plan is better. And it doesn't matter if you have a microphone or not, the message will be heard. So guess what? Ah, it sucks out here. It won't for much longer. I hope you have a magnificent day. You know where to find me, right? CreateYourNow.com. Come on over and leave me a voicemail message. You can tell me how tinny my voice sounds. Anyway, I love you so very much. Have a blessed day. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit CreateYourNow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan. Yeah.